Yeah, okay, so if you're wondering what's going on here, I'm cooking waffles and for dinner. Okay. I'm at a stopping point. Yeah, okay, sorry about all that. A window into my life. All right, so
Are
great
you waffling on,
words.
Cathy?
I
Sorry,
was waffling. I know I got
I,
waffles and
Jason
sausage.
said it to me and I had to say it. I thought that was very
I'm
clever, Jason. Cathy's
waffling.
waffling
I'm
on. All
waffling.
right, I let you carry
Yeah.
on. Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's funny. Well, you know, God has given us, oh, an amazing life. And, you know, the thing I really meditate on and think about is, you know, what his heart was when he did what he did. And, you know, I spent a lot of my life trying to be my best for God, and which never worked because he already made me his best. So what, I'm gonna best his best? Yeah, I don't think so. I just kind of never got that. But that is true. You know, we are as Christ is, and he needed and wanted us to be like Christ, like his only begotten son. He needed for us to be that way because we were going to be his kids. How could we be anything different than that? You know, he wanted us to be like that because this was his heart, that we would reflect him and we would demonstrate him, his heart, his will, his desire to the world. You know, Christ said, I make known the Father. And that meant that he was doing everything the Father gave him to do, to say, to speak, to give. And so when he was doing those things, he was showing people who God was. That's an amazing thing to think about because we are doing the same thing. Okay, maybe sometimes we don't think we are, but really what we need to do, and this is really what I've taken myself to task with, you know, we just really just need to decide that, you know, my father, like, I just really need to get this. Okay, because every day that I don't get it, like the beneficial things that you have given to me and that I would give to you, because that is a two-way street too, they're just passing by, you know? And not to say that I'm trying to, you know, get busy with things or like, oh, I got to do this. It's not that. It's I just need to get it. Like, Father, you need to give it to me in a way that my heart sees that I really am everything you've made me to be. And that's it. It's done. It's finished. I'm complete. There's absolutely nothing that is lacking, and I can move with you. Exactly the way you had thought, you know, way, way back that I would. Like as Christ. And, but it's, you know, yeah, it is something we have to let God help us to see for sure. Because we're not going to get it just by, you know, our own understanding or our own effort of thinking of, you know, what it is and then trying that out. Yeah, I did that. But the thing is, we have this opportunity. I'm going to call it an opportunity. That's not really saying it well, but we have been made in the likeness of God. We are his masterpiece of all the things that he has created. And you know, they're pretty magnificent, like we're talking about, someone was talking about that earlier. Of all of them. Okay, we are at the top. We are the most magnificent of all of them. So that means that we can live that way. Because God has made us capable and has enabled us to do that. And there are so many people in the world who have been called to be born again, who aren't just waiting to hear the good news and to see God. Like, we are going to make God known to them. This is the point of the whole thing. Like, I don't really have to try and be my best for God anymore like I used to. because he's made me his best. And there are people waiting to see who God is. And I'm going to be the one to show them, because this is what God has chosen us to do. And in that, he made us exactly the way he wanted us to be, so that we could do that as he worked within us to will and to do of his happiness, his good pleasure. And that's going to get done. And so we have this chance to, like, do this thing, which is be who we are, like be who God really created us to be, and to do this thing and live in the world, but not of the world. Live in this other realm, which is heaven, and bring that to earth like Christ did. He did that. It was so obvious that he was not from this realm. And because he had the seed of God. He had the seed of heaven, the seed, God's seed. He was born of his seed. So he wasn't of this world. Okay, that was obvious. And this is the same pattern. This is the same thing. God had a vision for us too, that we would do the same and be the same. So he made us the same, and so we have this shot at this, you know, to be the sons and the daughters of God in manifestation. We already are. We already are completely that. But in manifestation, that the words that are from heaven, the words of God's heart, actually come forth into manifestation, you know, and to let it pass by, because I'm thinking this, that, or the other. It has nothing to do with what God had already done. It's just such a waste of time. And so I just need to say who I am and go to God and say, God, show me. Show me how perfect you have made me to be. Because he has. Show me how perfect I am as Christ is. You know, so I can dump the other vision that I've carried of myself for far too long. That really isn't me anyway. And he'll do that. I mean, this is his good pleasure, right? To reveal his son in us. And the reason we have the Spirit of God is so that we could know the things that are freely given to us of God. Because we need the Spirit of God to know those things, because they can't be known by the five senses as a natural man. And so God had just, he's figured out everything. he's planned it perfectly. And he's just waiting for us. Yeah, to give him the green light. Remember that? To give him the green light. Like, okay, Father, I'm ready. Like, it's not that I'm saying I'm like completely ready and I know I'm everything that you've made me, but I'm ready to be ready. I'm ready to move with you as you have made me. I'm ready for you to reveal and to inspire, to give me direction, and I'm ready to move to be led by you. I'm ready to be led by you, and everything will unfold as I do that. And it's a simple, easy thing. And yeah, I got gaps to fill, maybe. Clearly I do. I have some gaps to fill. But he'll fill them as we're moving along. You know, we are of a different realm. I mean, that's really the cool thing. That's the thing that's like exciting. We're of a different realm. We're of the heavenly realm. There's two realms. There's the world realm and there's the heavenly realm. They're two separate realms. We're of the one that's of heaven. No more of the one that's of the world. And that is remarkable. And so, like, I want to see that. Like, I want to know all about that. Because I've lived in the world all my life. Wasn't very good. But now I got a chance to live as a heavenly being. And I've tried, you know, but it didn't work because I was trying. It's not something you can try to do. I know it doesn't work, but God wants me to see. You know, that's the thing. His heart was that we would enjoy the benefit. Yeah, we've been hearing of this lately, haven't we? The benefit of sowing seed so that we could be like what Lawrence was sharing, that section in Deuteronomy 28. Like, this was in his heart, that this is the way his children would be, that they would rule and reign. Christ is ruling and reigning right now. He's the name above every name. He's in heaven, but we're his body. Like, how amazing is that? I am actually a part of the body of Christ. And his name is the name above every single name that is named. And everything has a name. And I wonder if that's why Adam had to name all the animals. Like, everything had to be given a name, because down the road, Christ was going to have the name above them all. And I'm his body. So where does that put me? That puts me in that same position of ruling and reigning at God's right-hand side. Yeah, have I sometimes, like, looked at that and thought, gosh, I have no clue as to how do I live that today? Like, okay, but that's all right, because it is the truth. That's when I go to God and say, Father, you walk me through. Because the last thing I want to do is live a lie. And when I live according to the words that the word speaks to me, and I take them as ones that apply to me, then I'm living a lie. Because everything the world is going to say to me about me is a lie. Everything I said about me in the past that came from the world is a lie. I don't want to live the lie. I want to live my reality. God has given me an identity, and it's the most magnificent identity. I got a shot at living according to that, like living as that is actually real, because it is real. Why wouldn't I take that? Like, even with all my whatevers, why wouldn't I come to God and say, God, I want what you've given me. Like, I want the labors. Yes, I want the fields. I want the uttermost part of the world to know who you are. And I want you to do it through me, not me out of my own effort, but you doing it through me. You doing it with me. You doing it together with me. You know, and God's like, when he hears that, I can only imagine, like, how happy that must make him. And because he's our Father. Oh, that's like music to his ears. Oh, yes, Father, I want to walk in everything you've made me to be. He's got to love that. Because now all the things that were in his heart that his children would be and manifest and be benefited by, now he can do. Because he's the one that's going to do. And we have an amazing thing set before us. To live in this world as not of this world. It's a different realm. It's not who we are. It's like a dog returning to its vomit when we go back to it. I mean, it's like we've heard. We have a choice, right? Every day I'm going to live according to who God has made me, or what I remember of my life in the world, the carnal way. If I'm even thinking about the carnal way, it's like a dog returning to its vomit. It really is. It's disgusting. And we all know this. We all know living according to the world, you know, being the slave of everything the world is, you know, putting upon us. It's not happy. It's not happy. And, I know it all too well. And, so why wouldn't we just move in the direction of our reality, which is heaven? And if we're having trouble moving in that direction, well, it isn't trouble. This is actually our normal inclination, is to move in the direction of heaven, because this is who we are. We go, we move and gravitate according to who we are. Unless, and this is a big unless, we are blinded. We are deceived. We are clueless, which clearly I have been. We can't see. We can't see the truth. You know, we're just still operating on everything we remember of the world. If we're that, then yeah, it seems like a normal thing to just go ahead and go with our default position, the world. Excuse me. So, to finish up, we have a great opportunity before us to live as the sons and daughters of God in manifestation. And that's the most important point, isn't it? And that is for me too, in manifestation. And it's wonderful to say it and confess it. It's absolutely true. And it isn't going to come to pass unless I do say it. And I do believe it. But why would I believe anything else really? You know? I mean, what would be my reason to think that something that God said he has done isn't really what he did? I mean, it can only be that we are still have that veil over our face. I know what that's like to have the veil over my face. But then when you go to God and he takes it off, okay, you become enlightened, you know? And it has to be, you know, it's like we always say, you know, we're all growing. We're all moving, you know, at different stages and paces and whatever. It's all very personal, and that's all wonderful and good. And, you know, God is happy with that. He just wants us to say yes to him. Just say yes to him. And he's like, okay, good. Now we got something going here. I'll fill in your gaps. I'll take your veil off. Oh, I'll enlighten you. Happy is the man that getteth understanding. Happy is the man that getteth wisdom, you know, and holds on to it and clings to it and doesn't let it go. This is our happy life, is to know who we are, who God has created us to be, and to live that way, to live as one who rules and reigns over the world. So anyway, this is kind of like where I am in my walk with God. And I love y'all. God bless you.